BB and CC, it's time for news from BlackAmericaWeb.com, brought to you by Crest Pro Health. Take care of those teeth and gums by going pro with Crest Pro Health.
Here is the news. Authorities are warning residents in this area to expect the worst.
It was a terrible highway accident.
And we mentioned the man has a long criminal history.
This is BlackAmericaWeb.com.
Good morning. It is Monday, June 15th, 2015. Here are your BlackAmericaWeb.com headlines. A man who unleashed a barrage of gunfire on Dallas's police headquarters and planted explosives outside the building early Saturday morning, narrowly failing to wound anyone, leading to a chase to a suburb of Dallas that ended with SWAT officers killing him as his parked van sat in a restaurant parking lot. Police shot him through the windshield of the armored van about an hour before dawn after he made more threats. Sometime after they chased him to the lot outside the Jack in the Box restaurant in the suburb of Hutchins, and police did not confirm his death until the early afternoon, with a bomb squad needing to inspect the vehicle after the suspect told them that the vehicle contained explosives in it. It comes out that the gentleman's name is Bulware. He identified himself as a man who had been angry because his children had been taken from him. And a lot of people said, and including his family, that he was just angry at the system and he was feeling victimized. And as a result, this is when he bought a van on eBay. He planted the explosives and did all of this, and which caused a great deal of uproar, as you can imagine, in the city of Dallas Friday night, Saturday morning. CNN anchor Frederica Whitfield has apologized after she referred to the gunman who opened fire outside the Dallas police station as courageous and brave. She said it was very courageous and brave, if not crazy as well, to open fire on the police headquarters. Now, she has apologized after social media outrage and some accusing her of glorifying the attack. And yesterday during a segment on the Dallas Police Department attack, I used the words courageous and brave when discussing the gunman. I misspoke and in no way believe the gunman was courageous nor brave.
Yeah, but let's talk about it. Forget what Frederica said about dangerous. Here's a man.
There's a lot of signs of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, but first of all, let's go to he planted explosives all around the police station.
How did he do that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, you see a guy planting explosives or something all around the main police station.
Right. How do you allow that to happen without anybody saying, what are you doing?
But when you hear his mother talk about it, there's so many signs on this guy.
Doing
stuff that it was just like, why wasn't he stopped? Well, long before.
No, they had this because he had he had been involved in some domestic violence with his mother. He got into a fight with his mother and tried to choke her.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. And she thought, what an amazing story.
And she thought that he would, you know, come after her again. She did not think that he would take it out on the police department or the judge that he had contact with.
No one said there's a white guy who's going all planting something outside. This is a huge building. This is the police headquarters. Then he opens fire. There's holes everywhere in the police station.
And you say you're right. Try that if you're black. Just walk around a police station and see what happens to you.
But in this case,
no big deal.
No one said a word.
No one said a word.
What are you doing over there, fella? None of that. Rachel Dolezal, the Spokane, Washington NAACP president, the white woman who presented herself as a black woman, has postponed her response tonight.
That's black for you right there.
Regarding her,
if that ain't black, I don't know what it is.
Her racial background. And Tom Joyner talks about Rachel Dolezal and the NAACP on his blog today. You can find that on blackamericaweb.com. Finally, Chris Rock's estranged wife is asking for a settlement.
It's crazy. She thinks she's going to get that much money from me.
She would like to a part of the $70
million. Ain't no way in hell I'm going to give her that much money.
Well, apparently you're going to have to, Chris, because
she ain't told a joke.
How much does she want?
Well, the joke is on him because their prenup has a sunset clause, meaning they have to work on this eight-figure sum that they're asking.
I would give her that much money.
But if there's a sunset clause, you're going to have to pay
her. No damn way I'm giving her that much money.
So 16.
Doug Stewart next. 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.